Welcome back to the Prexy Podcast. My name is Matt McQuarrie, the Communications Supervisor for the district, and you are listening to episode 6 this week. Today, our guest is Miss Olivia Davis, who teaches business and marketing at Harding High School. Her students just finished up a very impressive 6-week program that we are excited to talk about today. Miss Davis, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course, thanks for having me.
With every episode, we like to start by asking each of our guests to talk about their journey to their current position within Marion City Schools. So if you could you tell us about your background and your current role?
Yeah, so I am a 2015 Marion Harding graduate. After high school, I attended Tiffin University, where I played volleyball and double majored in marketing and music industry. So I would say it's a fun fact, music industry, because a lot of people did not know that. I moved back home after college and started a long-term sub role at Grant while also coaching track. And then shortly after, I interviewed for the marketing teacher position here at Harding. This is my second year in the classroom teaching business and marketing, and I truly couldn't feel more grateful to be back at my alma mater.
That's awesome. Can you talk about what your students are learning in your classroom?
So right now, my business foundation students are actually wrapping up a pretty big corporate social responsibility project where they each chose one brand they enjoy shopping with, and they research what type of things this brand or this company does to benefit the environment, communities, or different social causes. And it's actually been really interesting and fun seeing the kids interact with the brands and make connections to these places they shop at in real life. And then talking about ways we can be conscious consumers and be intentional about where we are spending our money. And then for my marketing students, we're actually working on creating holiday gift guides as social media influencers, which will be available soon on our classroom website if you are looking for some gift ideas. But students have had to think about what type of target audience they would draw if they had a large social media following, and what type of products would best align with their personal brand. My favorite gift guide so far has been one titled Gifts for the Runner in Your Life, and it was made by a student who actually runs cross country and track at Harding, and he just did a really great job highlighting a variety of items that would represent his target audience.
And the business and marketing classes that you're teaching here are actually part of our career pathways, is that correct?
Yes.
And so can you tell us what credentials students are able to obtain from taking these courses?
Yes. So currently, students are able to earn 3 6-point credentials in retail industry fundamentals, customer service and sales, and retail operations. I'm currently working with Marsha Pitts, the testing and pathway supervisor, on making Adobe Photoshop, InDesign, and Illustrator available to our students. This is something new. The Ohio Department of Education has actually just approved these for the 2022 school year. And as someone who has worked and interviewed in the industry, I know the value these credentials would add to our students' resumes, especially when it comes to those students who are interested in pursuing business and marketing beyond high school and when they're searching for internships in the marketing field.
Especially now, because a lot of the marketing positions are calling for a graphic design background just for a core marketing position. So that's an awesome path forward for that. Now let's talk about this exciting program that your students just wrapped up, the Social Impact Challenge. Let's just start at the beginning and talk about how this all got started.
Yeah, so Whitney actually sent me a message back in early October telling me she had an opportunity related to an initiative supported by Apple, which she didn't give a lot of detail, but it definitely raised some interest because we talk about Apple as a model tech company all the time in our business class. But her and Margot came to sit down and we talked about the logistics of the program and whether or not it would work in the classroom with my students' schedule. And it's really funny because I remember them bringing me a coffee when they came and later joking that the bribery works, even though I was definitely already on board as soon as she had mentioned actually getting to meet Apple team members and actually getting to work with them and the kids actually getting to do hands-on work building their apps. But basically, for 6 weeks, the students spent time working and meeting with the Apple team, Whitney and Margot, to learn about equity and technology while creating an inclusive app prototype, which would solve an issue in our school or in their community.
And when you say Whitney and Margot, can you talk a little bit about where they're from and some of the partnerships with this program?
Yeah, so Whitney and Margot work for OSU Extensions. We were partnered with United Way. They brought our kids lunch and they brought them swag and lots of other fun goodies. And then we also had some community judges who are a part of this project.
And how did the students respond to getting to work with Apple for the program?
At first, I don't think they understood that we would actually be making and creating these app prototypes and meeting with people from the California headquarters. But once they realized this, they were very, very excited.
And what are some of the skills that they learned during this process?
So throughout the program, each student was given their own iPad and Apple Pencil that stayed with them for the 6 weeks we were all together. Many students had not used an iPad before, so Margot and Whitney came in with some activities to get them familiar with the software. They all learned how to code, and they all learned how to write a persuasive sales pitch.
And did they actually get to design the apps, or did they just kind of come up with the idea for the applications?
So we actually got to design the apps. The students worked a little bit on a coding app. We worked on an app to learn how to build an app.
Yeah.
but in the end, they actually ended up building the apps, and it was pretty cool.
Now, can you talk about the showcase at the end of the program? And you obviously just had this last week, I believe. So can you talk about the showcase and the students, where they presented their apps, and sort of how proud you were of each of their concepts?
So the showcase was really great. We had our four community judges come in and watch the students present and give their pitches. The showcase was also open to the public, so we had some other district employees, the team members from Apple, and then community members were also in attendance. It was just really encouraging seeing my students get up and share something that they were proud of and that they had worked so hard on. Even my students who are typically pretty shy, they all got up there and you could just tell they were really proud of what they've worked on and very passionate about it. At the end of the showcase, the judges had named three winners and three separate categories. So we had an app called Mental Health Talk by Angel Burgett, and that won in the community need. Kissy Botterman came up with School Maps, which won the Thinking Outside the Box category. And then Faye Hardy's app, Rainbow Help, won Best in Show, and it was actually showcased nationally last week at the National Computer Science Competition.
And I was actually present for the showcase, and there's actually a lot of the ideas that your students came up with we've been talking about potentially even incorporating into the school app as well, just because they're such great ideas. For this program, would you like to see it continue in the future?
Yes. So Whitney, Margo, and I have already talked a little bit about expanding on the technology piece for next year. Instead of just creating app prototypes, maybe actually coding and creating their very own app. I'd also like to try and tie this in to those Adobe Photoshop and Illustrator and InDesign credentials that we talked about earlier, and having them with their pitch create maybe a slide or design a logo for their app using those other softwares.
And then at the end of the program, once everything was all finished, did your students have anything else to share just in general about what they thought of their, you know, 6 weeks doing this activity?
I think they really enjoyed it. We have a running joke in the classroom, and they always ask every day when they come in, even though we've been done, when are Whitney and Margot coming? And I'm like, I'm right here, guys. We're still going to have class today. They're like, we just really want Whitney and Margot to come. So I think they really enjoyed Whitney and Margot being in the classroom and teaching them these skills, building their apps.
And what would you say to upcoming high school students who are looking to get into the business and marketing field?
So So I say the same thing to all of my students. Even if you're unsure what it is you might want to do once you get older or once you grow up or what career pathway you think you want to pursue, business is applicable to everyone. It teaches you to be a conscious consumer. It teaches you budgeting and money management. And I also had a really interesting conversation with a freshman student who told me they would like to go to culinary school. And I asked them if they would like to maybe open their own restaurant one day. And they said yes. I was like, oh, you need to sign up for business class. Absolutely. So just finding ways to applicable to everyone.
Yeah, it's a great skill to have. And as you said, it is applicable to whatever you're doing. If you're an entrepreneur or you want to have your own business, anything like that, you're going to need business and marketing background. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule today to be a guest on the podcast and discussing your business and marketing class and the social impact challenge. So I can't thank you enough for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's it for this week's episode. We will be back after the holiday break with Todd Schneider, who is the principal at Harding Withrow, to talk about the other career pathway opportunities that are available to our students. Until then, I'm Matt McQuarrie. This has been the Prexy Podcast, and we'll let the band play us out.